Hello, folks. This is the Knick Knack Podcast. I'm Knick Knack. I'm a queer and autistic non-binary woman with a variety of deep interests. This podcast is kind of an audio blog where I share my views in pursuit of greater engagement and emotional relief. This is season 15, episode 46, called Send Knick Knack Back Home, Help Them Publish. I'm working from a script this time, or at least partially, because life has changed yet again. But for the better. So much for the better. More to come here in a moment. If you like my work, please, please, please donate via the donation links in the Pod app or at knickknackpod.net. Now, before I do, is in any way furthered, grab a beverage and a breath, and let's get started. So let's start out simple. Art me gently with a chainsaw and related partner-seeking activities have paid off massively, and I've found someone. I'm in that sweet, sweet, sweet Twitter-pated phase where the ability to cognate about anything else is significantly impaired. It's awesome for me and my person. I love you, Vinny. But it's probably annoying as hell for everyone else. I have worry and anxiety, of course. We are both on the spectrum. We are both non-binary. They are in Seattle. I am in Chico. It will be an interesting and rewarding journey, no matter what happens. Right now, we're talking a ton. We know we love each other, and I want to see them so bad. So this is phase one of where I need your help, dear listener. I need help getting home. I need help getting a home in Seattle with my person, with my Vinny. Seattle is my home. It has been since 2006. But fool that I am, I didn't stay and brave its mean streets. I wish I had, because now my Vinny is so far away. I'm so homesick. Please help me get home. I've got the Patreon and then PayPal, all the donate links at knickknackpod.net. I'm also working on Space Pioneers and trying to finish that and edit a short story I wrote. I want to work with my person to get things so that we can create together. Because one of the things I put in for those previous episodes was Art Me, and oh my gosh, my person lives in the big city. And my person is very, very, very artistic. And very, very, very beautifully, wonderfully autistic. And it's just such a wonderful dream. It's just such a wonderful dream. So please, do what you can. Help me get that dream to happen. I will produce content. I don't plan on making Love on the Spectrum or anything like that, but I will produce content, continue to make stuff that shares the fact that I'm as autistic as hell. And there are so many just in real life holes in my brain and skill set and things I don't do well. but that I try so hard, and that my partner and I try so hard. And I want and will share my joy and jitters with the world, because it's part of my life story, and I've been documenting it for 15 years now, through good and bad. This whole thing has been such a surreal experience. I hope you hear from my person soon, and we can do an interview or a conversation or something. We'll see what they feel comfortable with, and we'll see what we want to share. I care so much for my person. And it doesn't make sense. It isn't logical. It's an emotion. Emotions have never been my strength. They always seem to fall into that artistic gray area that I live in. But yet, maybe this emotion, this love, is a logical emotion. It seems only logical to care for my person this much, and to want my work and my life to shine. It seems logical to ask for your help in going back home, fitting back to where I once and always belonged. Please head to knickknackpod.net, hit donate, and help me and my person. We would be eternally grateful. Thank you so much for listening. Please stay tuned for the credits and more links to the Patreon and my PayPal and all the other ways that you can support two autistic partners who have found love and who are doing all they can to not only beat the odds, but exceed the odds, and to have something so great that we can't even believe it because we're so lucky. And I love them so much. Stay tuned. Thank you for listening.
Are the schools shitting out fools who believe what they read and believe what they see? Don't believe them and don't believe me. I'm a tool. I'm your changes of mood. I'm a drug in your food. Believe what you read and believe what you see on the TV. Don't believe that.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you'd like to support my work, please leave me a review in the podcast app of your choice, or check out my PayPal and or my new Patreon available at knickknackpod.net. That's NICNACPOD.net. I'm new to this Patreon thing. I've kind of put it off a little while, but I'm going to give this a try, so please check it out if you want to support my work. It would be greatly appreciated and help me meet my goals. The music is Raindrop Rhapsody by Josh Elkenberry, The Fool's Guide by Anthony Rotunno, and of course, Catch Me If You Can by Attica Attica. You can find all those links at knickknackpod.net in the show notes or in the pod apps. If you enjoy the music featured in this episode, please support these artists by buying their work or making donations. The Knickknack Podcast and FS Runalong series is copyright 2006 through 2021 by Knickknack Marsh and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial 4.0 International License. Thank you so, so much for listening. May you find the safety and support you need to empower you and meet your needs. So catch me if you can. I'm running hard without a compass or a plan. So catch me if you can. I'm on the plots, my hat pulled down with a bottle in my bag. I'm on the boat against the rail with the wind against my back. I'm on the road, the open road, with my thumb outstretched from my hand. So catch me if you can. So catch.